Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson as she recaps Monday's school board meeting.
First, let's take us through the tabled portion of that meeting. The radios, I know, is a subject. 25 radios for the school district. School district needs radios for student safety. I think people don't realize that when it comes to it. So I guess when it comes to the radio discussion, Cassie, first off, why is the school district in need of radios? And two, why was the discussion tabled?
So earlier this summer, the district passed their new emergency operation plan, and all schools in the state had to do that. We had a team that had met for pretty much a year, and it included our community partners as well. So the emergency management team and fire chief and police chief, sheriff, EMTs, folks in our district, and then other districts as well. And one of the things that we really spent a lot of time on was what they learned after the Vermeer tornado. And going through that experience, one of the first things they talked about was the ability to be able to communicate when cell phones aren't working and landlines aren't working, when there truly is either a natural disaster or even if there were a different type of an emergency. And one of the things that they highly recommended all of the districts in the area do is put in place a system with two-way radios. And so we went ahead and we already had our bus radios, and we've got a couple of handheld two-way radios that go with that system. We took a little bit of time to make sure that it was robust enough, and it is. It actually is a great system, and found out that we could just add additional radios and frequencies to it to serve all of our needs, and counted out how many do we want to start with and where would they be placed and who would be responsible for them as far as making sure that they're charged and accessible. We also felt that there's a daily need we could use them for as well. So, for example, at West Elementary, a teacher is going out for recess duty. They could take a handheld radio and call back into the office if there is an accident. And so, you know, just kind of a little bit of peace of mind. And sometimes when we use our cell phones and we text or we call, it'll just go to voicemail and people don't realize it's an emergency because that's how we contact them all the time. So Craig Mobley did a lot of legwork and talked to the company that we currently have about different options to add handhelds. Came up with a great solution that we felt was very cost efficient and but yet gave us everything that we needed. He also had talked to a couple of other vendors who could come in and do completely new systems and just got some approximate prices and felt that what we have is really a great use of money just to add on to it. And so that was the recommendation that was made. The board tabled the item because President Duffy had mentioned he has put in a system like this in his previous job of working for airports in other states. And so he wanted to be involved with looking at the different options and helping with that recommendation. So they tabled it, and hopefully he'll be able to come in and take a look at the legwork that Craig has already done. And then we'll also get quotes from multiple other companies and on both additional Motorola radios and other brand names and give all that information to the board, and then they'll be able to decide if it's something they want to move forward or not.
When it comes to the meeting, there was also a big portion of it, you know, more than the tabled, was the petition and was the election going on in March. I know that's a big part. You got way more signatures for this project than was needed. So take us through that portion of the meeting and what that means going forward.
We are extremely grateful to a task force of 20 community members that joined us in May to really take a look at the assessment of our current buildings and to create what they felt was the very best plan moving forward. Part of that plan, though, is needing to put it to the voters. And they did get 437 signatures on a petition. They only needed 383. And Lindsay Carlson presented that to the board on Monday night. The board did then call for the resolution ordering the election for the school bonds that would pay for that project. That question will be on a ballot on March 3rd. And we are really excited that our community is going to get to help us make that decision. And so we have a lot of information that is on our website. We have flyers, we have cost, and the tax impact to our community residents. And anyone who would like more information is welcome to get that off of our website. You are also welcome to call the administration building, and Craig and I would both be happy to come around and give presentations to any organizations, groups, or just individuals that would like to just visit in person about that. We're happy to show you the concept maps and the drawings that have been done and talk about what would be included in that bond vote.
In that agenda, I noticed a quote for a potential replacement for a new bus. I guess for me and for the listeners out there who might have the same question as I, what was the reason for the new bus and why was that approved?
So we had a bus this fall that was hit by another vehicle and the insurance company totaled it out. So we received a check for about $87,000 for a replacement bus. And the bus that we are purchasing was $94,000. So we got very close to the amount of insurance money that we had. And that was really one of our goals because we weren't planning to have an additional bus purchase this year. And so we were pleased with the quotes that we received and very grateful that the board approved what they did so we can get that bus ordered as we lost one of them in that accident.
In the meeting, just here and there, there were a couple overnight trip requests I thought were interesting. Take us through those trips.
Yeah, I believe we're in year 30 of our Washington, D.C. trip with our eighth graders. That will happen in the spring over Easter weekend of the year 2021. And then the band is also looking at a trip over spring break of 2021. And this will be a new trip for our band. Very excited. Mr. McCartney has done a lot of work on getting this planned. They are headed to Disney World and they will get to enjoy a couple of the parks. They will also enjoy having some practice sessions with different groups, but even more importantly, they're going to get to perform at Disney World. And that's something I think our kids are just going to, it'll be a memory that our kids will always have and something very unique and special. So very grateful to Mr. McCartney for putting this trip together for kids. And again, it's a couple years out so that families can help with some fundraising and try to make the trip affordable to as many students as want to go.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.